Oh, yes, Mr. Mayor? Hello, would you hold on for a moment for the president, please, sir? Just a moment. Oh, just a moment.
Hello?
Hello?
Dick?
Mr. President?
How are you?
All right, you must be very happy. You made a great talk.
Well,
we're all proud of you.
I just wanted to call you and tell you how much I appreciate your friendship and what a wonderful suggestion it was. You know, nobody in that convention could have made me come Wednesday night but you.
Wasn't it worthwhile? What about that demonstration? That demonstration Wednesday night was the greatest thing I've seen.
Well,
I didn't want to see you get mixed up with all those other things the next day, and I sort of anticipated there'd be a lot of them. You had the memorial for Rayburn, you had the memorial for Kennedy, you had the memorial for Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt, and then the other thing I felt, because everyone, you could feel it, it was sort of electrifying. They were saying, the president coming, I was saying yes before he even talked to you. So, I think he'll be here. I think he'll be here. But boy, when you came, it was a terrific thing. And the speech you gave on both nights were terrific. I thought also that you had double exposure. Coming a Wednesday night, you got a wonderful program on television. Coming Thursday night and your acceptance speech and all of this, it was wonderful. And I was so happy to see you receive what you're entitled to. By God, you've been trying the last 4 years, and especially the last 9 months, to do everything a great president should do, and you're doing it, and you're entitled to those things, but I'm so happy.
I saw Gould in the New York Times this morning. He said that in the TV comment, he said the Democrats stole all television, said that if Johnson quits being president, he ought to be a producer, said that, he came up there Wednesday night, and he's not supposed to come, and said he came.
You know, there's nothing like surprise in this business, as you know. If everyone knows you're going to do something, then everyone can anticipate. But when you do the things that no one expects you to do, then it has a tremendous, you know, swell, especially if it's the right thing. And this was the right thing. And to see you standing up there with Mrs. Johnson and the two daughters on Wednesday night, I just got the biggest thrill of my life.
Well, I said that he got 7 million more listeners than Goldwater got on Wednesday night, and so then the next night he came in and he got in the box 20 minutes early to hear Humphrey, and said that got the ratings all up, and said then he got a third exposure, his own acceptance speech, said he didn't play fair.
I thought everything was wonderful, and you made a great talk, Mr. President.
Well, you made a good suggestion, and nobody had made it but you, and I didn't think I ought to show it till Thursday, but I listened to you on that conversation. You just were stubborn. You just said it had to be, so when I hung up, I just told him, hell, I'm going up there tonight. Dick Daley is not wrong many times.
Well, were you happy that you went up?
Oh, I think it's the finest thing happened to convention. I think it's the best thing, and I just knew that you knew people well enough that you couldn't be wrong.
Everyone was asking me, our delegation, you know, great, is the president going to be here? And in the afternoon, I was saying, yes, yes, I think he is. Sure, he is. I know he will. I just, something tells me he will. And then when I talked to you and said you would, I said nothing to anyone. And other than that, I still think the president's gonna fool the world. He said, they said he's all the arrangements. They did the contrary. I said, no, I know, but you don't know the president. I said, the president a lot of times makes up his own mind and does things whether the arrangements are made or not. But, see, I was so thrilled when you walked into that hall on Wednesday and you got the kind of a reception that you got. And then they did say the double exposure on Thursday. That was terrific. But you're entitled to it. You tried to do a good job, and you've done a good job. By God, everyone is impressed with the sincerity with which you deliver. I just come back from a big funeral this morning in old time in the neighborhood, and everyone there, the old-timers, all Irishmen, were saying, well, by God, Richard, you got to admire one thing. That president is a very sincere man. And we listened to him the other night, and we believe him. And we think he's trying to do for the country what he's doing. And we're going to be with him 100%.
We got a new Gallup coming out tomorrow.
What is that, Joe?
Well, it's on business and professional. You got your pen?
Yeah.
Professional and business.
Yeah.
Johnson 61, Goldwater 39.
Yeah.
Kennedy in 1960 had 43.
Yeah. Oh, that's
put that down now. White collar?
White collar.
Johnson 67, nice. Goldwater 33.
33.
Kennedy had
48. When I came back yesterday, I said you carry the stakes by a half a million. I think you'll outdo that.
Manual workers?
Manual workers?
Manual workers.
Yeah.
LBJ 75.
Fine,
well. Goldwater 25.
Wonderful.
Kennedy had 60.
Yeah. Well, there's any doubt,
Farmers?
Farmers.
LBJ 65. Kennedy 35. I mean, go out of 35. Kennedy had 49.
We don't want to release too many of these.
Well, you see, I don't take them. This is the damn Republican, and the newspapers buy them from him.
I'm afraid
that... He just gives...
We got to do a lot of work. We don't pay any attention to the polls. That's what I've been telling our fellows in the organization. And in Illinois, listen, I told them in our caucus, it's all right, fine. The polls are good, but you and I know there's only one word in this whole campaign, and that's work. If we get out and work and work and work, then if the polls are all right, fine. But we can outdo the polls. You remember in 1960, all the polls had us losing Illinois for Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of states around there they were going to carry. Well, all I kept saying when I talked to the late president or senator, well, it's a tough fight, but we're going to work and work right up until the end. I think we can carry it. But hell, all the places you want to, you know, that they were talking about the polls carrying, they went the other way. Ohio, Indiana, Iowa, Wisconsin, all around us.
Now the education level.
Yeah.
College, LBJ 58, Goldwater. No, Kennedy was 40 and 60, didn't give Goldwater. High school, Johnson 67, Kennedy had 53. Grade school, Johnson got 75, Kennedy had 56. So that will be released Sunday by Gallup. Now, Gallup's a Republican. We can't pay attention to them, but I'm glad to get them. And they send them to us the day before they're released. They send them to the newspapers the same day.
I see. Well, that's wonderful to have that.
I just called you, Dick, to thank you for that suggestion and tell you how much your friendship means to me.
Well, Mr. President, I'm there and I'm available, as you know, night and day, and we show you that in Illinois we'll win and win big, and wherever I can be of help, my coat is off, and it has been as long as you've been president, and even when you were vice president, I felt you were always a good man and a fine man, and by God, you're proving it. I'm a man that is entitled to be the president of our country. It's difficult. So I like your line. Every time you use it, I think of your old friend Sam. There is no north, there is no south, there is no east, there is no west. I love that.
Well, thank you.
Well,
That has to be. Give my love to your wife.
Same to Mrs. Jackson. Have a nice rest, and I'll be talking to you.
Thank you, Dick.
Are you true?